Welcome to For Such a Time as This. I'm Cynthia West. It is time to thank Jesus that He is the living Word and that He equips us each day to succeed, especially for such a time as this. And now, let's hear the encouragement of God's Word. Baruch atah Adonai. Blessed are you, Adonai. Ruach Elohim. Spirit of God, speak to us today. Lord, we ask, let your word take root and bear fruit in us today. You be seen and heard, Lord. My brother, my sister, I pray, Adonai, bless you and keep you. Adonai, make his face to shine on you and be gracious to you. Adonai, turn his face toward you and grant you shalom. For such a time as this, it doesn't matter what shape, form, or fashion Satan tries to come against us. For I believe that a godly, holy, reverential fear and love of Almighty God is falling over the entire earth right now. And this godly, holy, reverential fear and love brings clarity, setting us free from the chaos and insanity, fear and dread that Satan has tried to take hold of us with. That Satan has tried to put on us, to bind us with, to confuse us with, to poison us with, to make us run any which way in fear with. Stop. As far as I have experienced, and as far as my spiritual eyes can see, I declare in the name of Jesus, and I perceive in my spirit, that it has been broken by God Himself today. And the Lord says, let today be your day of freedom for those of you who can receive it. So let's pray that in. Lord, we perceive in our spirit that ungodly fear that Satan is trying to put on us has been broken by you, Almighty God. And I say that today is my day of freedom, and I receive it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. So, it is our duty as children of a God of justice to do our due diligence and to look for and follow the truth. The truth will make us free. Hallelujah. For such a time as this, I believe the Lord would have me read to you John chapter 17. Not just because it is my favorite chapter in the Bible, but because it is some of the last words Jesus spoke before he left earth. Jesus would not waste his words. Each word is precious. This is why he came. This is why we can celebrate the birth of Jesus. Hallelujah. John chapter 17. When Jesus had spoken these words, he lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that the Son may glorify you. Since you have given him authority over all flesh, to give eternal life to all whom you have given him. And this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. I glorified you on earth, having accomplished the work that you gave me to do. And now, Father, glorify me in your own presence with the glory that I had with you before the world existed. I have manifested your name to the people whom you gave me out of the world. Yours they were, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they know that everything that you have given me is from you, for I have given them the words that you gave me, and they have received them and have come to know in truth that I came from you, and they have believed that you sent me. I am praying for them. I am not praying for the world, but for those whom you have given me, for they are yours. All mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I am glorified in them. And I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, keep them in your name, which you have given me, that they may be one, even as we are one. While I was with them, I kept them in your name, which you have given me. I have guarded them, and not one of them has been lost except the son of destruction, that the scripture might be fulfilled. But now I am coming to you, and these things I speak in the world, that they may have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. I do not speak, I do not ask that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one, that they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Sanctify them in your truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, so I have sent them into the world. And for their sake, I consecrate myself, that they also may be sanctified in truth. I do not ask for these only, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, that they may all be one, just as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they also may be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. The glory that you have given me, I have given to them, that they may be one, even as we are one. I in them and you in me, that they may become perfectly one, so that the world may know that you sent me and loved them, even as you loved me. Father, I desire that they also, whom you have given me, may be with me where I am, to see my glory that you have given me because you loved me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, even though the world does not know you, I know you, and these know that you have sent me. I made known to them your name, and I will continue to make it known, that the love with which you have loved me may be in them and I in them. Hallelujah. Thank you for the word of God. Hallelujah to the word of God. May I remind you to continue to break up your fallow ground. Hosea chapter 10 verse 12 reminds us, break up your uncultivated ground, for it is time to seek and search diligently for the Lord. So we say, Lord, you are good, and your mercy endures forever. The Lord has impressed on me scripture at this time, and I would really like for us to say the Lord's Prayer and to make it personal. Would you stand with me and repeat or read the Word of God say it and make it yours. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 18 says, "For the Lord is a God of justice." Lord, we lift up your name and praise you for being a God of justice. We still look to you, Lord. We lift our eyes to you. We lift our hearts to you. We lift our lives to you. And hallelujah, Lord. Thank you for Psalm 91. I read it to you, my brother, my sister. I read it over you. "And you who dwell in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. You will say to the Lord, my refuge, my fortress, my God in whom I trust. For he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his pinions, and under his wings you will find refuge." Hallelujah. "His faithfulness is a shield and buckler. You will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the destruction that wastes at noonday." My brother, my sister, read the rest for yourself. Let every word sink in. I pray God's blessing over you. And I have to ask, if you have not asked Jesus to come into your heart and come into your life, would you say these words with me? Lord Jesus, I believe that you are the Son of God. I believe that you died on the cross to pay the price for my sin. And I believe that you rose again. And I ask you, Lord Jesus, to forgive me of my sin. I repent of my sin. I turn away from my sin. And I ask you, Lord Jesus, please come into my heart, come into my life, and be my Lord and my Savior. And Holy Spirit, fill me. Holy Spirit, show me Jesus, and let Jesus be seen in me. Hallelujah. I hope you are able to say those words. And I lift up Ron DeSantis as a good governor for Florida. And I pray thy kingdom come and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, in Ron DeSantis and in President Donald J. Trump, so that he stands in his anointed position of David. Thy kingdom come and thy will be done in his life and that of his family. In Jesus' name. For the word of God is true. The word of God is life. And the word of God is yea and amen. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Amen.
You have been listening to For Such a Time as This with Cynthia West, a time to share scripture and to encourage the body of Christ in their daily walk. I pray you have been blessed and encouraged by God's word for such a time as this. For more information, contact 772-344-8485.